Many blessings to you, saints. Thank you so much for joining us today for the Unleavened Bread Bible Study. And Father, we ask your blessing upon us that we retain some of these things and this understanding of these attacks that are coming against the United States and the world. Thank you so much, Father, for doing this in Jesus' name. Okay, we're going to talk about judgment on the U.S. And the first revelation I'm going to share is a dream of judgment coming. Alena Timoshuk, 8:30-23. I dreamt that I was in the Walmart parking lot with my mom and daughters. We had set up camping chairs in the back and were there to watch a meteor shower and see a sign in the sky. I've heard about this before. Meteor shower could begin this. While we were waiting, I saw chaos happening all around me, and I knew that everyone was boycotting the grocery stores. She saw Panera Bread, Starbucks, Save-A-Lot, and anyone who was weak and would enter to get groceries for their family, the people boycotting would attack them. So she was in like this shopping center type center here, and she saw this, okay, including the Walmart. Some were even lighting their cars on fire to scare off anyone else from trying to shop. I thought that I needed to wake up and tell my husband my dream, but then slipped into another one, okay. Well, these leftist terrorists are probably agitated by the deep state because Walmart is being bought out by moral conservatives, as is Amazon and other immoral businesses. These conservative groups are against the depravity pushed on the public by these chain stores, plus the trafficking being discovered. I was with my husband in my parents' house, and my girls were asleep in another room. I started sharing my dream with him and noticed a massive storm approaching. I knew we needed to get in a safe room during the storm. Safe room sounds like sealed off, sort of, you know. So I went to get my daughters, and I saw that my oldest had woken up and gone outside and was playing with a cousin. I ran out and got her and told the other little girl to run home because a huge storm is coming, and the wind had already picked up to really strong winds. My little cousin excitedly asked me if we were going to heaven, and I told her, not just yet. Then again, I started thinking that I needed to tell my husband my dream, but that I needed to get a verse by faith at random first, and two places from the Bible popped into my mind, Matthew 11:22 and Mark 11:13. I had no idea what these verses were, but I knew the Lord put them in my mind, and then I woke up so I could write them down before I'd forget. Well, Matthew 11:22, but I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon in the day of judgment than for you. And Mark 11:13, and seeing a fig tree afar off, having leaves, he came, if haply he might find anything thereon, and when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for it was not the season of figs. And of course, this fig tree was planted on the top of the Mount of Abominations, which was all the abominations, false gods and things on the top of it. So it couldn't bear good fruit, right? I felt that this dream was telling me the Lord's judgment is coming very quickly. Judgments are coming from the deep state that will depopulate many. And now we're going to go to another revelation here. Tsunami judgment coming. Tiana Fire 2:8-23. I dreamt we were with the local brethren and we all lived next to each other in a community. A warning came from God in an audible voice, and he said, a tsunami is coming, quote unquote. Tsunamis are destructive surges of water that can hit land, and this could represent a spiritual tsunami bringing judgment on the wicked. The brethren were all cheering that God had given warning this time, which we are doing right now. Okay. The brethren spoke about the last time there was a giant tsunami and storm, but God didn't tell them it was coming and that it had wiped out everyone except the UBM brethren. Well, this God gives us warnings of judgments so we can be ready ourselves and warn others so that they can repent from sin and turn to the Lord. And UBM here represents unleavened bread people who are partaking of the truth. Okay. 1 John 4:17, herein is love made perfect with us, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, even so are we in this world. So many judgments will wipe out the wicked and take some righteous home by God's mercy. Psalm 91 and 8 says, only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Psalm 37 and 38, as for transgressors, they shall be destroyed together. The end of the wicked shall be cut off. So Passovers are coming. The last time everyone was in the water and having to tread over all the waves, and all of the brethren were gathered near each other in the water. Well, I believe that the body of Christ needs to stay together and tread above the curse of the waters of the Word, because the curse is pronounced in the Word, and to not let factions separate them. Yeah. It was so dark, and there were storms and vicious waves, and for 3 days they had to do this. In other words, tread water. I mean, stay above the depth of the curse, right? The storms and treading the waves of water represent the trials of our faith in the promises which will save us from the judgments. Amen. Because of their faith and strength in Christ, they were preserved, but all the other people were taken out by the tsunami. Okay. And in 2 Timothy 4:18, the Lord will deliver me from every evil work and will save me unto his heavenly kingdom. A good word of promise. Psalm 34:17, the righteous cried and the Lord heard and delivered them out of all their troubles. Verse 19, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. In Exodus 12 and 13, when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and there shall no plague be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. Yes, the plagues are coming. I asked some of the sisters how they were able to tread on the water with their 3 children each, and a few of the children were able to tread themselves, or the children were strapped to their parents with a carrier. Well, parents are to teach their children the word and how to walk by faith, because sometimes they're stronger than the parents. So they know how to go through trials too. They claim those promises. Right? Deuteronomy 11 and 19 says, and you shall teach them your children, talking of them when thou sittest in thy house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. So teach the children how to tread the water, how to stay above the curse, right? Proverbs 22:6 says, train up a child in the way he should go. That's the parent's job. Some people want to think that it's the Sunday school's job. No, it's the parent's job. I honestly had much fear of maybe having to tread in dark, open water, and I was worried about sharks. But the brethren said, because God has warned us this time, we won't have to do that. Well, he warns you for a reason, doesn't he? He warns you so that you can be ready, right? So when we go through our trials in faith and obedience and overcome them, we don't have to go through them again and again, right? We all grabbed what we needed and walked to the highest point on the biggest hill in the town. I believe it's probably representing our walk to get to Mount Zion and be in Jerusalem, which was a place of safety, right? And, of course, it's also the bride, going to the bride, right? When we got to the top, there was a giant tree that we all climbed and got on top. Well, this tree will show up a little later, too, but this giant tree represents the tree of life, the tongue that speaks God's promises. Proverbs 3:18 says, she is a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her. Speaking of wisdom, right? And happy is everyone that retaineth her. Amen. And Proverbs 15:4 in Hebrew actually says, the healing of the tongue is a tree of life. And Revelation 2:7, to him that overcometh, to him will I give to eat of the tree of life. So that tongue of the righteous is the tree of life. When you agree with the word of God, it's powerful. We could see the view over the whole town and the water, and there was a giant storm forming and waves rushing. This giant storm forming could be the deep state plagues and other planned attacks. We know that these things are to be released because they want to stop some things that are happening, including their own demise, including giving all their stolen money back to the people and such things as that. We then saw other people from the town running to the hill to try and get up high. Then giant waves started rushing through the town, and everyone not on the hill was washed away. Well, many people are unaware and ignorant of the coming storm. We need to be abiding in Christ now, dwelling in heavenly places, which is by faith in his promises, now. Some other people were on the hill and started running to the top. But then another giant wave crashed on the hill, and everyone not on the tree was taken out. Okay, the tree, of course, is those confessing the promises of God, right? The storm lasted about 5 days, but we were all content, praising God from the tree. And again, UBM brethren were the only ones left alive from the town. And this represents only those who believe the true word will escape. Not just our local body, but unleavened bread, right? The truth, the word of God. Okay, this is a prophecy given to Dr. Patricia Green, and it was called Knockout Punch Prophecy. And I'll put your link there so you can go to the original. But today's video is called The Knockout Punch Prophecy, she said, which the Lord gave me on July 22nd, 2023. As I sat down to receive this message, the very first words that I heard was, knockout punch. And the Lord said, I am delivering the knockout blow to the worldwide elites who have controlled the politics, the financial world, the pharmaceutical industry, and yes, I say industry because that is what it is. By no means does Big Pharma have the interest of making people well or healing them. Just the opposite. They create drugs to make people dependent on them so that they can line their pockets with trillions of dollars. And the Lord said, I have put my glove on, and with one blow I will remove the global elites who hide in the shadows and control the people, says the Lord. The Lord said, I will say, enough. I have had enough of their wickedness. I have had enough of their deceit and control and manipulation. I have had enough of them controlling the wealth. For with my knockout punch, I will strip them of their wealth, which is built on a false system and layers of lies. And Patricia said this. She said, now I find this part quite amusing. The Lord said, the wealthy elites will be like the emperor who wore no clothes in this children's storybook called Emperor's New Clothes. It was a shyster who convinced the emperor that he was weaving him a beautiful robe, but in fact there was no robe, and it was imaginary. He further convinced the emperor to parade through the city in his glorious robe that did not exist. Well, this could represent a lot of things. The fake Biden presidency, who of course is just a puppet, along with all the political parties who are an imaginary show, and they will all be exposed and declassed, I believe. Anyway, this is the same fate as the global elite, says the Lord. It was the common people who revealed to the emperor that he was naked and without any royal apparel. It will be the common people who will strip the elites of their fine apparel, their riches, and their properties. And the elites will be naked and exposed, says the Lord of hosts. It's happening. It's happening. The prayers of the righteous to bring down the deep state globalist Satanist bunch should be in full effect here. We continue to send the angels to drain the swamp. Amen. Ephesians 5:11. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather even reprove them. And John 3:20. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light and cometh not to the light, lest his works should be reproved. Again, the Lord says, how do you say, can this happen? Because they are so powerful and so rich and so hidden. But the Lord says, but I say, nothing is impossible with me, says the Lord of hosts. How could the entire army of Pharaoh and Pharaoh himself be swallowed up in the Red Sea, and yet I did that, says the Lord. No one in Israel could have imagined that their enemies against them could be here one minute and the next minute forever gone, forever annihilated. Well, nobody could have imagined that with one word, the Satanists who followed Kevin would all be destroyed in a moment. Mm-hmm. And he went on to say, I am that same God. I created the earth and everything in it. It all belongs to me, says the Lord. The heavens are my throne and the earth is my footstool. Who is man that I am mindful of him, says the Lord? I say, man is my creation, and I will not tolerate the altering of men, women, and children. For that is the work of the enemies, to try and improve and alter and change my creation. No one knows my mind or my power except my son. So if you want a glimpse into my thoughts and a glimpse of my power, come to my Son and ask him to reveal me, your heavenly Father. For I am almighty and all-powerful, all-knowing, and ever-present. I am the great I am, and I am has spoken. Now go, my children, and declare my words in this earthly realm. Declare all that I have spoken and already given to my true prophets. For when you declare my words, you are taking your spiritual authority on this. Luke 10 and 19 says, Behold, I give you authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm you. And the Lord said, Use your voice, my children. Lift up your voice in one accord, for your voice has power, my power, says the Lord. Yes, speak the word of the Lord. Speak in agreement with the word of the Lord against the powers of darkness and against their ability to destroy you. And I'm going to repeat this. It was called, by the way, Let Me Show You Something, and it was given to Dana Coverstone, 5/19/23, and it pretty much agrees with what we just shared and also what we're going to share. So I'd like to put things together like that. And this revelation seems to be the backlash of the deep state against the supporters of the alliance and the American people in general. Yes, there will be backlash. The preface is, Dana said that this dream lasted from April the 17th to May the 16th, almost a month, almost 30 days. It's been one of the longest dreams he's had. The dream began with me sitting in the top of a very tall tree. There it is again. Looking down on fog and mist that hung over the entire nation. Well, again, the tree is the tongue that speaks deliverance from the curses, as in the revelations we just shared. It was covering over Canada and Mexico as well. It did not cover the water, just the nation, only the land. Well, that's not true of anything physical, right? It appears as a fog, but is man-made and controlled. Prevailing winds would remove it. I can see the physical land covered in fog. It covered Canada and Mexico as well, but it looked like the fog was churning. It was moving. It was staying in place over the United States of America. So it's man-made and controlled, but not over Mexico or Canada. It reminded me of a locust swarm that you can see like in a National Geographic photo. Well, the locusts in Joel chapter 2 were the Assyrian army that was able to take down apostate northern 10 tribes of Israel, but not the bride, Jerusalem. They were taken down when they tried that. So that the bride is the place of safety. Jerusalem represents the bride, and it is a place of safety. It was just moving effortlessly, but it was also frothing. It was like the steam coming off of a hot coffee or a hot cocoa or a hot tea. But what it covered was thick, and you could not see anything below what you were seeing from the top of the fog. Well, we know that true fog skips dry areas and manifests over damp, watery places. So this is different. And as I was pondering the moving of the fog, is when the man appeared to me. And I believe the man is Jesus, or represents the Holy Spirit at times. But he came out and he simply said, Let me show you something. And he grabbed my hand, and we stepped out into the air because I was in a tall tree looking down, and I was kind of hanging, you know, like holding on to a limb with my feet, just looking at it. I'm thankful that God sees all the things that we're going on, that are going on, and he knows what's coming. He knows what's happening. And I just had that sense that I was watching, that I was about to be instructed or told some things. We descended down through the fog. We were not flying. It was like we were walking. The fog seemed to be very evil and very intentional. It appeared to try to reach out and grab me with these eerie, ethereal arms. Well, of course, it's a menace to man and will kill many. It was also like the fog was alive. Well, it very well could be alive. You know, I mean, the stuff they've been spraying on everybody, it is alive. And it's alive to spread disease. It was dark. It was evil, but it was trying to grab hold. The man led me on until he reached the ground, and then he said, "Look up." And when he said that, I realized that the fog was gone, but I could see jets that were flying in all directions, and it appeared to be almost 7 or 7:30 at night. It was dusk. Well, how often have we seen their chemtrails in the evening or very, very early in the morning, you know? Anyway, the lights were going off as people were getting ready for bed. Darkness was hitting. It was almost like I could see traffic had stopped and people were home going to bed to get ready for work the next day. In other words, they will be poisoned while they slept, right? So I'm watching all these jets that are going back and forth, north and south, east and west, flying in all directions. It was obviously dusk and the lights were going out. And that's when I realized that I heard this loud hissing and every single jet was spraying something out of the exhaust. "Now, we would call these things chemtrails," he says. And he went on, the jets flying north would be going north for a while, then suddenly turn around and come back and spray the same way. The ones going east would go east for a couple of miles and then come back, and it was like regional. It was like this in every state. They kept blanketing the country in whatever they were spraying. The time passed, and the jets disappeared. Okay, well, in A.A. Allen's vision, he saw the same thing. And then people started dropping dead everywhere in the United States. Except the saints were in a high mountain praising the Lord in a place of safety. It was actually a cleft in the rock. We know the rock is Jesus, right? Then I saw people getting up and going to work. So all of this stuff was being done at night when no one was aware. Almost as if there was some elite and corporate plan to poison the nation. Well, it's obviously a satanic depopulation cult trying to stop the transfer of their stolen wealth and their own demise, as I said before. Once again, the fog was over Mexico and Canada, but it was not moving anywhere except the United States of America. It was churning here, you know. People are getting up for school, getting on the buses and going to school. And then the next thing that I see happening is this. I was standing in Times Square watching those Jumbotron television screens with a breaking news item of a major outbreak of a new virus. Now, the timeline that I could tell in the dream is late summer, early fall, as the news broadcasts were talking about this. The World Health Organization was laying out guidelines that must be followed regardless of constitutions or national law. And this is, of course, to kill the population and make money for the deep state pharmaceutical companies. Those are the two words they used, regardless of constitutions or national law. There were military tanks and Hummers that started patrolling as announcements were being made, and I said to the man that the jets appeared to be the source of the medical issue. Yep, true. So, here we go again. Coming Plandemic, Isaac Payne, 9-6-23. In this dream, I was walking in a suburb during the daytime. The houses in the suburb were single-level ranches. Upon research, I found that ranch-style homes became popular after World War II. Due to young soldiers looking for affordable housing for their families. And this style was fast and easy for developers. I believe that this neighborhood symbolizes that the communities of today's civilians believe we are post-war. Hence the developed ranch-style homes. However, I believe we are still pre-war. I do, too. The biggest part of it, right? Well, yes, they are already celebrating the end of this war. But Revelation 6 clearly shows that the man-child is coming just before a real worldwide war. Yes. And although during the construction of these homes in the 1950s and 60s, the Vietnam War happened. This correlates with the dream I had before this dream on the same night, 9-6-23. Could it be that the Afghanistan withdrawal of American troops was to allocate the U.S.'s manpower to another cause or war, whether internally or externally? To briefly summarize the second dream and to show how it correlates with this dream, I'll elaborate. In this brief dream, there was a military pilot. The whole dream had a 1980s movie vibe to it. In this dream, I thought I was watching a 1980s film. The person playing the pilot was Tom Cruise. The name Tom means twin. Also, Cruise is a play on words. I think this represents that pilots in the air seem to be just cruising in the skies. However, it is anything but that. Plus, the name Tom is such an American name. Many celebrities and famous Americans have the name Tom. And these people seem like everyday citizens. And the name Tom is a name that's easy to pronounce and for Americans to identify with. However, the name Tom is not the same as Thomas. Maybe they derived from the same place and seem as twin. Thomas, right, was a twin. And in name, but there is only Christ and Antichrist, and I think we know Christ lived in Thomas. Thinking further on twin, I think of Jacob and Esau, born at the same time, but yet two totally different vessels. Romans 9:21-24. Or hath not the potter a right over the clay from the same lump to make one part a vessel unto honor, and another unto dishonor? What if God, willing to show his wrath and to make his power known, endured with much long suffering vessels of wrath fitted unto destruction, that he might make known the riches of his glory upon vessels of mercy, which he afore prepared unto glory, even us, whom he also called, not from the Jews only, but from the Gentiles. Then Isaac said, I believe Tom Cruise represents the government and vessels of destruction. So back to the dream. Tom Cruise was dating a woman, and they had a child. The child rebelled against his dad in the dream and went to Vietnam. There you go. To go to war. Well, dating a woman and not married equals being out of covenant with God and not yoked to the bride. Child out of wedlock represents fruit that is shameful, fruit that is unlawful, hence bad. Rebellious to dad represents exactly that, rebels against God. And as Tom Cruise was in Vietnam, he ended up being captured by the Vietnamese. It's also worth noting that the pilots that went to Vietnam performed low-level chemtrail, hence Agent Orange. This is actually an old war tactic. It was told to the people in America and in Vietnam that Agent Orange was only a herbicide and only affected the vegetation and was to help visibility for Americans fighting in the dense jungle. This all correlates to this first dream where I was in the suburbs with ranch-style homes. Back to the original dream. I was standing in the suburb with ranch-style homes, and I noticed with me were two individuals. Naturally, one of the people is a friend of mine, and the other is just an acquaintance. Well, we've seen the two individuals all the way down through here, but they are named Justin, my friend, and the other is named Jimmy, an acquaintance. The name Justin means just, upright, or righteous, and the name Jimmy means supplanter. Okay, we were all walking in this neighborhood together during the daytime. I looked up and noticed the whole entire sky was covered in chemtrails. It was a blanket of chemtrails, and the chemtrails produced a fog that was quickly descending, and yet the gases of the chemtrail were dense, even upon descending to the ground. I saw the sky being blanketed with chemtrails. I saw many airplanes dusting the sky, blocking out any part of it that was blue. This wasn't a squadron of airplanes. This was a fleet. Also, I saw that some airplanes were making tight circular patterns while descending to the earth, which created like a tornado effect of chemtrails. I could feel my heart grow heavy because I knew that this was an all-out war on America. However, I also knew that it was our own country and politicians that were responsible for this eradication of the American civilians. I was also able to perceive that this man-made plague was unlike anything the world had experienced, and that this plague was a death sentence, as the casualty rate would be incredibly high. So this was like A.A. Allen's dream of chemtrails that dropped people dead in their tracks and all over the United States, except for the righteous who were praising God on the mountain, which we think represents Mount Zion. Praise the Lord. Praising God is powerful. Psalm 149 is clear on that. Praising God destroys your enemies and binds them, including plagues. As I took my eyes off the chemtrails and looked ahead of me, I saw an older man standing in the road in the direction that we were headed. His back was turned to us. The older man had white hair and was wearing a white jacket and a blue hat. As I got closer to this older man, I realized that this was Joe Biden, or so I thought. He was standing near an ice cream vendor awaiting his ice cream. I tried to step to the side to get a better look at him to verify, but he stepped in the opposite direction so I could not look up close at his face. Well, yeah, they don't want you to inspect his face and realize he doesn't quite look like Joe Biden. I was able to see on his jacket was an American flag, yes, a pendant pinned to his white blazer jacket. I took another sidestep and I looked at his face again, and he once again attempted to evade me, but I noticed this wasn't really Joe Biden, but a lookalike. This person was only used for a symbol of American hierarchy and to portray active institutionalism in America. I knew that this person was a shell and the epitome of a Manchurian candidate. This lookalike evaded me and he walked away towards the opposite direction that we were going. I believe the white jacket and blue hat are false indicators portraying an outward pure and heavenly appearance of righteous acts, but are quite the opposite. Since, of course, he is an actor, he avoids close-ups, right? Psalm 55:19-23. God will hear and answer them, even he that abideth from old. The men who have no changes, who fear not God. He has put forth his hand against such as were at peace with him. He hath profaned his covenant. His mouth was smooth as butter, but his heart was war. His words were softer than oil, yet were they drawn swords. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he will sustain thee. He will never suffer the righteous to be moved. But thou, O God, wilt bring them down into the pit of destruction. Bloodthirsty and deceitful men shall not live out half their days, but I will trust in thee. I knew that whoever was controlling this person was also responsible for the chemtrails and the unleashing of the plague upon America. Some may argue with that, but it does seem like he's kind of in the middle. As the chemtrails were quickly and densely descending, Justin, Jimmy, and I began to run through the neighborhood looking for shelter. As we were running, I noticed that my mamaw, Pat, was outside trying to get my attention. Patsy means nobleman or aristocrat. Aristocrat means a family of high social rank or stature. And I believe she resembles many American families and how they think. Compared to the rest of the world, a family in America is of high stature in the grand scheme of wealth and provision. She ran outside her house and asked me what was going on. I told her to look up and explained that this is an internal coup upon Americans. She began to look up and then looked back at me. I could tell she was ignorant and simple-minded towards the atrocities that have been and were being committed. Also, I was able to discern that she didn't take much thought of what I said and didn't really believe me. She wasn't rude or high-minded about it. She honestly couldn't grasp what I was saying. And it seemed in her mind that life was hunky-dory, as usual. She did, however, go back inside her house. So, Justin, Jimmy and I continued running down the road looking for safety. We ran to a house in the neighborhood. I'm not sure if we went inside or not. However, the three of us were discussing what to do next and how to evade this deadly plague that was now coming in contact with the neighborhood. One of the men with me opened up a case, and inside was a guitar. Well, since this was the cure for this problem, this was probably the righteous one, Justin. Okay. I picked up the guitar and held it in my hands, and immediately when I held the guitar, I knew exactly what to do. I told Justin and Jimmy that we needed to go back to my house and stay inside. This meant that we shouldn't be running down the road any longer to get away from the deadly plague that now covered the streets and the neighborhood. We should instead run directly into it, because that was where my house was. Well, each abiding in one's own house is what was commanded for the Passover. So this is more important than running from what you see, is to run under the blood and be under the Passover, right? I believe the guitar symbolizes worship, as it is in an instrument. It is an instrument of worship. And I believe worship is more than just praise with music. I believe it's our thoughts, our prayers, way and walk of life, memories of Father's miracles in our own lives, thankfulness, love and giving, etc. All are forms of worship. Well, worship in the Greek, proskuneo, means to kiss towards, meaning it's an act of love towards God. Yes, loving and praising God. I believe what Father showed me in this dream is that the guitar represents that we should continually praise Father in all that we do, and He will protect, provide, and deliver us in all things. And then I woke up, and He gave Psalm 149 and 6, and I continued it. Psalm 149 and 6, let the high praises of God be in their mouth and a two-edged sword in their hand, which is clearly the way to conquer an enemy and all of his methods. Verse 7 goes on to say, to execute vengeance upon the nations and punishments upon the peoples, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute upon them the judgment written, this honor have all his saints. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. So while looking for this verse, I felt in my heart to check out Psalm 150. And this is the last chapter of Psalms. I did not know what it said, but the thought came to my mind that King David was a great warrior, one of the fiercest warriors in the history of all mankind. So it would be important to see what the last thing that King David had to say. Just think of it this way. For example, if a loved one had ever said his last words to an individual, those last words or statements now would have such an impact on the receiving individual for all their lives. Those last words could well become the receiving individual's lifelong mantra. The departing loved ones many times save their most important statements for this last moment. So the last statement of Psalms is this. Psalm 150, praise ye the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in the firmament of His power. Praise Him for His mighty acts. Praise Him according to His excellent greatness. Praise Him with the trumpet sound. Praise Him with the psaltery and harp. Praise Him with the timbrel and dance. Praise Him with stringed instruments and pipe. Praise Him with loud cymbals. Praise Him with high-sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. And again, this is God's method for us to conquer our enemies. And of course, any weapons that they have either. If Samson's strength, he goes on to say, was his submission to his hair, in his hair, then David's strength could be his submission in his praise. When the plagues came down from the sky, just point at them and say, praise him, the firmament of his power, in the firmament of his power. Amen. All right, we're going to call this Python Crushed. And this is Marie Kelton, 9223. During the meeting, I had an open vision of an ancient Roman temple. I saw the inside of the temple, that it had what looked like a pool in it. I saw a python go up and around one of the pillars that was in the temple on the right side. The python was going around the edge of the temple. We are in the time of the end time, 10 toes of iron and clay, the Roman Empire, and their worship of another Jesus, and even their religions are another Jesus. The python is the old serpent of Satan in their body. Then an earthquake happened, and the temple started collapsing. The python and the stones fell into the pool below. The python was crushed by the stones that fell into the pool. Well, the iron and clay, the 10 toes of the end time vision of Daniel, was the revived Roman Empire. The stone cut out of the mountain of God's kingdom rolled down and crushed it. And that is, of course, our deep state Babylon falling now and in the tribulation. The dragon is the old serpent in the sea of God's people. Their pride and persecution of the saints will destroy them. Leviathan the serpent is the king of pride. And you remember the soothsaying maid who had a serpent, a python, and she was trying to contribute towards the apostles' words, but she was a hindrance, and he got rid of her. Okay, I'm going to give you this link, too. It's a Before It's News link. It's by Dr. Jane Ruby. And it speaks of Marburg fever already declared. 18 gigahertz, which is 18 is 666, activates the jabbed. And then she introduces this attorney, Todd Callender, to explain all of this. And it's pretty good, too. And so it's already out there. Most people have heard of this before. Marburg's already out there. It's in the jabbed people. And it's released by this frequency, 18 gigahertz, which can be, of course, aimed at you through the cell towers, 5G. And anyway, this is very interesting. It shows us that these people who took the jab are the most dangerous out there, because not only can they give you the diseases that are in that, but also the diseases that are locked up in them waiting to be released. So pretty much they would hit the population all at the same time. Yes, it's very interesting. All the dangerous things out there. But we have to remember that the Lord already paid the price for this. There will be no plague upon you to destroy you, the Lord declared, and that was because of the lamb that was slain. 1 Corinthians chapter 5 tells us that our Passover has already been given. which is Jesus Christ, the Lamb slain. If you believe he took away your sins and took away your curse, because that's involved in it too, if you believe that, you can walk free of this thing. If you believe he took away your sins and you're actively against them, called repentance, and you confess the word of the Lord that by whose stripes you were healed, then you can be delivered, right? And none of the diseases will he put upon thee which he has put upon the Egyptians, because he is the Lord that healeth thee. And Psalm 103 tells us too, he who forgives all of our iniquities and heals all of our diseases. Do you believe it? It happened at the cross. It's not that you got to pray for this and believe for it to come. It's already come. It's done. Jesus said, all things whatsoever you pray and ask for, believe you received them. It's past tense. And you shall have them. And speak to the mountain. And don't doubt in your heart that what you say will come to pass and you will have it. He said that in Mark 11 and 23. So you can speak to things. You can speak to things and nullify their effect upon your life. You have authority to do this. I give you authority over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall in any wise hurt you. Yeah. Even serpents and scorpions, he mentioned in that text, right? So, the Lord has already paid for this. Unbelievers are in trouble, except unless, of course, there are people in your family, because a lamb was given for a household. A household. So you can believe for your family. You can trust God. You can pray for them and believe. Jesus said, all things whatsoever you pray and ask for, believe you received them and you shall have them. So pray for your family. Pray for your friends. Pray for those that you are believing to come to the Lord before they die. Okay? Do it. Amen. Thank you for joining us today for this. And we love you and we bless you in Jesus' name. We may carry on, maybe a part two to this, because we're sure getting a lot of revelations. All right. Amen.